Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast, where we will have a couple hours now of open lines for you. About a month and a half ago, as I was perusing my emails, I came across one by a fellow by the name of Dimitri. In that email, he claimed that he was a devil channeler. You're going to hear him in a moment. And he claimed that it would be a wonderful opportunity for me to interview the devil through him. I thought about that and actually contemplated it so much I was going to do it. And then the response started coming in. The fast blasts, emails from you, emails from my family out of St. Louis and Detroit saying, don't do this. Are you crazy? And I was at a conference a couple weeks ago, the same one Richard C. Hoagland was at, and in Los Angeles, and we had about 300 to 400 people in a little conference room that came to hear a little address that I had. And I asked them what they thought, and I'm telling you, must have been at least 95% of the people there saying, don't do it. The other 5% were curious, like I was. Honestly, and I need to be very honest with you about that. I was very, very curious about that. But I weighed all of this, and I just made the decision, not because I'm afraid or anything like that, that just maybe it wasn't the best thing to do for me to interview this devil channeler. So I decided instead, as I contacted him, to give him an opportunity to come in, make a statement without me interviewing him, without me being involved with him, and we'd put that on. I figured that would be the next best alternative. What the heck? It is radio, right? So we did that, and he came in last week with our engineers and producer Tom. Now, what you are about to hear may be a devil channeler. It may be some guy who's nuts. It may be some guy who's pulling my string. I don't know. But during the course of his statement, as you will hear, he started mumbling and his voice started changing. And after it was done, I talked with my staff and I said, we can't use this. I mean, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. You can't hear it, especially if you're going to play it over the radio. So they played it through a processor, and after playing with it several times, we are able to distinguish the voice when it changed. It's going to be difficult for you to hear it, but you're going to be able to make out some of the words and phrases. I don't like the statement. It's kind of scary, and it's just something for all of us, I think, just to circle a calendar and just kind of wait. You'll understand exactly what I'm saying about that. So what we'll do is play the devil channeler statement. His name is Dimitri. We picked it up from when Tom brought him in for the recording, and then Tom got his tail out of there very fast. So here it goes, and then you will hear the distortion that was run through a processor, or else you would not be able to distinguish or hear it at all. So here we go, the devil channeler Dimitri.
Mr. Kozakoff, go ahead and sit down, get close to the mic. We're just going to kind of leave you here and you do what you need to do, okay?
My name is Dimitri Kozakoff. I was born in 1939 in Moscow. My mother was a practicing witch in the small community that I grew up in. It was during this period that I experienced the supernatural with the one you call Lucifer. At the age of 10, I began experiencing strange things. I would black out and apparently be taken over by this evil entity. I have approached you to talk with him as he has an important message to convey to the world. The fact that you have refused to allow him into your world has infuriated him to no end. The rage is unbearable.
You cannot hide from me, and I can reach you whenever I so choose. The message I have for you is clear. We are winning. Look around you. Wars, crime, evil, famine. Are these things of good? No, we are winning. When we were cast down ages ago because of you, we decided to capture your souls. Little did we know how easy it would be. Yes, there are some of you who are righteous, but not many. Not enough to stop us. I shall prove a point to you. Before what you call Good Friday, I shall demonstrate our strength with an event. Our conviction to lead you down the path of darkness will occur. Witness the event, then bow down to me for mercy, and join me then until the end of time.
So, you know, so there it is. And again, that portion of it was very low, very mumbled, run through a processor, and the guys did a pretty good job. The voice was even deeper than what you have just heard. That complete statement is on the coasttocoastam.com website right now for you to listen to whenever you want. There's a picture of Dimitri there, and there it is. And I got to tell you, I am glad I did not interview him. I'm glad I did not continue on with that discussion, but I'm also very seriously going to keep that date, that on or before Good Friday. And let's just monitor and see what happens. So I've got open lines for you for the next couple hours. You've got the numbers. So let's get ready to go on Coast to Coast AM. Some emails last night from our program on 9/11. George, I'm an American Airlines flight attendant based in Washington, D.C. My jaw hit the ground regarding Flight 77. Not a day goes by that we do not grieve for the loss of our friends and co-workers. Let me tell you, Flight 77 left IAD on September 11. Let me tell you that 757 did go into the Pentagon. Let me tell you, my friends were found at the Pentagon. Their throats were slit, and the information regarding the men who boarded that aircraft that day would make you vomit. I listened to the guests say that Flight 77 never existed. Well, that's crazy. It's sad that our world has normal everyday people not believing anything we hear from any political or private sector, and that's from a American Airlines flight crew person. Great show as usual, George, from Sedat. I've worked at Ground Zero between the month of December 2001 to January 2002. I'm in construction, and I know what it's like down there. Your guests are on the money. As I've said, I'm in construction, and I've been in it for more than 20 years. And watching from television what happened on TV that day, I can tell you that those towers came down, straight down, in a demo job. Something that almost everyone in my field here in New York happens to be too scared to talk about. Another one comes in from Steve. Powerful show last night. I can't stop thinking about it. From JC, not the one who calls Art most of the time. You've got the 9/11 crackpots on one at a time. Congratulations. And then, of course, I've got this one, has nothing to do with the program last night. Says, George, I've been somewhat skeptical about the recordings with faint voices in the background that I have heard on your program. That is until this weekend. We were trying to find my cell phone, having no luck. My fiancée decided to use our home phone to call the cell phone to see if we could hear it ringing and then find it. Well, after she hung up the phone, I noticed that the red message light blinking on the phone. This is where the strangeness starts. The answering machine on my phone is disabled because I use an answering service through my telephone provider. I was curious as to why there was a message on the machine, so I pressed play. At first, all I could hear was the hum of the dial tone, but then I heard a faint female voice speaking. My fiancée and I speak five languages and have spoken of many more and knowledge of them as well. However, neither one of us could recognize that voice and what was being spoken. He's going to try to get me a clip of that in the not-too-distant future. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our East of the Rockies line. First of all, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Alabama.
Alabama.
Like, well, I said, you're the guy that answered the phone while I go. I said, can't you tell? Where's the darn country?
I would have said Alabama or Mississippi.
Well, the reason why I called was a couple of reasons. First off, me and my boyfriend listen to you guys every night, and most of the time it's all night long. And the president deal with the ports,
yes.
Did you notice how he sort of put everything on hold, and the other country was the ones that suggested that he back off and deal with it?
Yeah, well, that may have been a political dealing, I think, between the White House and the UAE. I mean, they may have said, look, would you do this for us? Just tell us you're going to back off for a little bit so we can figure out how we're going to try to pull this thing off again.
Or maybe they're just trying to get it off of all of our minds so that they can slide it up under the table. You know?
Well, it's supposed to. Look, unless Congress passes legislation, first and foremost, to stop this, This takes effect on March 2nd, and it's going through.
Well, the day that he decided, you know, to hold off on it, I emailed the president and both of my representatives here in Alabama. And it was, like, unbelievable. I said there's about 30 million people probably emailing them, and thanks to you guys, because nobody else has put it on the television or the radio. I mean, we wouldn't have known about it if it hadn't been for you.
I know that. We hit that one pretty hard. Thanks.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate you being on the program.
All right. Thank you.
Next up, let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, George. This is Ted calling from Oklahoma.
Hi, Ted. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was listening to this Dimitri guy, and I just kind of think he's full of bunk. I mean, the one thing that made me think that he's full of bunk is if he's Satan, if he's an entity, why is he referring to himself in the plural as we?
You know, he could be mentally deranged. I don't know what he is, to tell you the truth.
Well, I'm not even going to circle the date on the calendar. I don't think anybody should be too spooked by it. And, you know, there's more than one person that always says they're channeling Satan.
Oh, that's true.
So, anyway, thanks for the call, George.
Okay, appreciate it. Next up, let's go to our international line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hello, George. It's Oscar.
Oh, my God.
George, I don't want you to be a fool. I want you to know the only legitimate channeler of the devil is me, myself, and I am the son of Satan, George.
Oscar, where have you been?
I've been possessing many souls, George.
As a matter of fact, I got an email from someone in Bismarck, North Dakota last week who said that you had been exorcised and long gone.
Actually, George, I left on my own free will.
And why are you back then?
Well, George, I located the King Elvis Presley. That's who my father told me to possess next.
Elvis is dead, Oscar.
No, George, he's not dead. Elvis is in the Midwest, George, in witness protection. And he's my next victim, and you will be hearing more of this in the future.
Oscar, I got to tell you, if you're not the real thing, you're one of the creepiest guys I've ever talked to. My gosh. Wild card. What a night. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. That devil channeler, I believe, really is the real thing.
Did he freak you out?
And I'm being baptized tomorrow.
Oh, no. Well, that's a good thing. You think they could speed it up?
Listen, I almost didn't listen. But I said my prayer before you brought him on. But...
what convinces you that he might be the real deal?
The voice change and it, just the complete change, and I know that it is a force that's in existence.
See, I wasn't expecting someone to, you know, make some kind of prediction and some kind of a date. And I got to tell you what scares me about the whole thing I heard. And again, I don't know if he's nuts pulling our legs or the real deal. But what bothers me is that he uses a holy day of Good Friday to talk about an event. And to me, that sounded pretty authentic to me. I mean, if I had this before a group of theologians and said, all right, guys, listen to this. What do you think? I think if they heard that part, they'd probably think that there might be some reality to this.
Well, I've studied theology for a lot of years, and I come from a long line of psychic ancestry. And I had something similar happen that involved an exorcism. And this guy's for real. And I'm really glad that you didn't go one-on-one.
Now, have you seen his
protection?
Have you seen his picture on the website?
No, I don't have a computer available.
Oh my gosh! You got to do that. I don't know how long it'll be posted, but
hey, I have a picture of a family member that it was an ID card, and you put your thumb, people would cross themselves because if you showed them the picture upside down, it was the devil with horns.
Now, what did you think about the guy what did you think about the guy who just called, the Oscar person?
Oh, I think he's crazy.
You just think he's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may
but
be.
The other guy is for real.
All right, thanks for the call. Good luck at your baptism tomorrow. Isn't that something? East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi there, George.
Yeah.
This is John from Springfield, Illinois.
Hey, John, what's up?
I got a couple questions for you.
Sure.
As far as the drought in the Midwest, how about, has anyone came up with that treatment for removing the salt from the sea and maybe possible irrigation?
I think that's a great idea. I don't know why we don't do it and commit some equipment to getting it done.
Yeah, and is there any other theories besides abduction as far as missing time? I got like 16 hours I was missing. You know, just listening to your show, it made me think just in my whole life, there was just one night I was missing like 16 hours.
16 hours?
There was two of us, identical stories. Yes. Back in like 1991.
No, I haven't heard anything that long before.
You know,
maybe 4 hours, 5 hours, something like that.
16 hours.
That's a long time.
We both thought we were slipped Mickeys in this bar.
Well, you know what? That's also possible as well. I mean,
it was our first drink, but the owner of the bar was actually a member of this band I played in.
Is that where you started? You started in this bar?
Yes.
And where did you end up 16 hours later?
In my bed, and my car was out in the parking lot. You know, it was a long story. I'd have to email it to you,
okay.
But it was crazy.
And well, thank God you got home, but you can't even remember how you got home.
Had all our money on us. People, actually, witnesses saw us driving in a cab around town, and we had our own cars.
That is weird.
Yes, we had, you know, had all our cash on us the next day, had all, you know, leather and everything. It's crazy.
Sometimes I wonder if you go through a different dimension, you know?
I meant to ask you, too, did you see that picture in New York of that snowstorm and there was lightning?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I've seen that. In St. Louis, during a storm, I saw lightning once. It's gorgeous and crazy at the same time.
Well, I saw something about St. Louis, too, where there's some kind of a committee now about the earthquake.
Yes.
Did you see that also?
New Madrid Fault. Could be a disaster.
Thanks, George.
All right. You take care. We're going to be back with Open Lines. By the way, 11-year-old Tim and his buddies are listening to us on KEX in Portland. They're jumping up and down, all excited about the program, fast blasting me, emailing me, saying, please say hi to us. Okay, guys. Hi from Coast to Coast. We'll be back in a moment. Open Lines continue. About 50-50. Whether the devil challenger is, I keep saying challenger, channeler is real or not. Eric from Mississippi says, George, I listened to that Dimitri clip, and I have never felt the way I did. It was as if something clenched my nervous system and sank deep into my bed, literally unable to move. I don't know what was scarier, Dimitri or the feeling that overcame me. Mark from California, that was ridiculous. He's not real. And then on and on and on, about 50-50. By the way, time to say hello to all of you listening on your favorite radio stations in North America. Understand that there was a mid-size earthquake, by the way, in Ottawa sometime today. So hope all of you are okay up there in Canada. Hello, Streamlink members. You call yourself the Coast Riders when you do your live chats. The NighthawkZone.com folks, ever-growing. Fantastic Forum Pirates, the folks from the Imaginative Worlds, various chat rooms all over the place, including Sorcery IRC, the National Radio Club members. Hi to all of you. Thanks for supporting Coast to Coast AM. Going to be in St. Louis for the next couple of weeks doing the program out of the cave. So that's where we'll be as of Monday. Let's move on to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. It's your turn. Hi there.
How you doing, George?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
This is Norm calling from Indiana. I was listening to your program last night. You had one of your guests on talking about this pork deal, and you made the comment that if terrorists were going to strike, they would set a ship off the coast and nuke it. And I read a series of books here a few years back, was based during the Cold War. And in that book, the Russians actually set a nuke off over the Great Lakes, which effectively caused a man-made tidal wave to wipe out like Chicago and a bunch of other border cities, also polluted the lakes with the nuke.
Was it a theory type nonfiction book, or was it like a novel?
No, it was a novel. It was just that it surprised me how close a lot of this stuff that you've been talking about lately, how close it paralleled that story.
Well, you know, just yesterday I was talking about the United Arab Emirates. How come there hasn't been any terrorism there? I'm convinced they're paying off terrorists. And just today, we get a group of terrorists attacking one of the Saudi oil fields. They were unsuccessful. Well, that's kind of strange.
Yeah, maybe it was just a show, you know. Hey, you know, people are starting to notice that we're not attacking these people, so maybe we need to put a front up so it doesn't look like they're so untouchable.
Yeah, I would hate to think they're listening to the show and reacting to it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's not good at all.
No. All right. Hey, thanks
also,
for the call. Oh, okay. What?
Also, one of your callers made a comment about Dimitri's interview tonight and how he keeps talking in the multiple case. Well, if you refer back to the Bible, there's a section in there where Jesus casts out demons, and the guy comes out and Jesus says, you know, who are you? And he says, they call us legion, for we are many.
Good point. Good
so
point. What did you think? Were you one of the 50-50? What side of the fence would you be on with him?
I don't really know. I'm a believer in Christ, and so I'm not worried about it because he who is in me is stronger than he who is in the world.
Okay, great. Thanks for your comments.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll go to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Good morning.
Good morning, George.
How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lake City, Florida. This is Keith.
Hi, Keith. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been wanting to call and tell you the story my friend told me. In fact, I told him to call a while back, and he ain't done it. But when he was about 8 years old, he's up in the Carolinas in the mountains.
Okay.
And him and his sister was asleep in one bedroom, and his parents was in the other. And his sister fell asleep, and he couldn't sleep because he was excited about being up there. So he was just looking out the door, and about time he seen a dark figure of a man passed by the doorway, you know?
Like from the inside?
Yeah, he was inside the house, whatever it was.
Oh.
And then it come back towards the doorway, and it walked in the room with him, you know, and he's petrified. And it sat on the edge of his bed, on the end of the bed, and he felt the weight of whatever it was come down on his bed. So it sat there a few seconds and got up and walked out the door and right down the little stairwell. He said he watched it walk out the sliding glass window at the bottom stairwell, because where his bedroom was, he could see the doorway. You know, he got up, told his parents and everything all about it. He said it scared the crap out of him. He didn't know what it was.
He's lucky it didn't hurt him.
Well, you know, you hear stories about that all the time, stuff like that. But, I mean, you know, his dad told me he was in there. And, you know, 8-year-old kid, you know, how are you going to think of something up like that? You know, his dad said he couldn't sleep the rest of the night.
Yeah, no, that's something you don't make up.
Yeah. Okay, brother. I enjoy your show, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Keith. You too. Bye-bye. Next up, west of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Oh, hi, Gary, KSMA 1440,
sure,
Santa Maria.
How are you?
Oh, I hope I can impart on you to pick up a little bit of this mantra. It was mentioned briefly regarding Devi. you've got this star chamber of incredibly important people in these government agencies. What is it, a committee of 12, is it?
Oh, the Majestic 12?
The CFIS Committee for Dubai and the ports.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very powerful people. And if they can sneak, and I say sneak this past, almost snuck it past, thanks to you it didn't go past, and maybe one other talk show host. If they can practically sneak this past the Congress and the president, because he said he didn't know about it till, you know, a week and a half after you broke it, what else are they manipulating? This could be the little star chamber, the hidden government, the shadow government, whatever you want to call it. If they're powerful enough to keep this from Congress, what if they kept from Clinton? What if they kept or organized by Bush 1? It goes all the way back to 1988. They've been there an awful long time, and they're selling off America's infrastructure, access maybe not only to our ports. Nobody knows how many of the 1,530 deals that they approved, they turned down one. I'd like to know why they turned down that one and let the other 1,530 go. Maybe it was going to get out.
The one they turned down might have been the only legitimate deal, you know?
Well, I think we need to see a list. There has to be investigations, but, you know, nobody of the other major talk show hosts, they keep talking about the six, and now it's up to 22. We need to know what of America have they sold off? Where are their stock holdings? Maybe they approve one deal and get paid off from stock number 1,430.
Who's part of the deal? Who's making money? Have there been huge kickbacks given to people? I mean, these are all legitimate questions that I think we need to start looking into.
Well, your listeners have got, I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican in Georgia, you're blessed with a cross-section of very intelligent people from both parties.
Yes, we are.
If it touches into the Clinton administration, so be it. If it goes all the way back to Bush 1, so be it. If it trips up this president, so be it. I think that this committee... And remember, Mineta, the Treasury Secretary, was a holdover from Clinton, just mm-hmm. like Tennant was a holdover mm-hmm. from Clinton. This may be the star chamber that's wagging this dog that we think we have as an elective government. They've got more money, more control. They're in control of entire government agencies. And my God, if they could almost pull this off, what has gotten under the whole public's radar scope that they've approved trucking company sales, I don't care what it is. We need a thorough investigation, but not just of this Dubai deal. I want to know what in God's green earth that they approved 1,530 times like a little rubber stamp that nobody knows anything about. And your audience has got to call their representative, because every time you call a representative, they pull up the screen, they check your voter registration, and they want to make sure they're talking to a registered voter or they don't pay attention. And it's got to be the phone. If you send a cookie cutter fax like so many people are doing, it just gets thrown away. If it's pre-made, prefabbed, the computers read it, they can tell the cookie cutter letters, they mean nothing. Ring those phones off the hook. My congressman over here in Santa Maria said that he got a few calls, but I was very, very disappointed in my people in the Central Coast that both, the senators, the congressmen, please, people, spend your money. Demand that this be fully vetted and investigated and every other deal. I want to know who's on. Nobody even knows who's on these committees. They won't give us any names. They won't give us a list of what else of our infrastructure.
Or how do these deals even get to the committee?
And it's just through the grace of God in your show, and it doesn't matter whether you have two master's degrees and a PhD. This isn't rocket science to figure out. And this could be our key of really tripping up who's behind these people, who's with them, who's against them, but we are still an elected government. Although I think it's really becoming a government of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations. And I think it traces to nearly every department. I desperately want a list of who these people are and how many of these deals were involved with what foreign entities. And even, I mean, it's insane that this is secret. it's absolutely insane, and I think it's borderlining on having a countrywide suicide. If your listeners, my gosh, if we can just get 10% of your listeners, those phones wouldn't stop ringing for 3 days.
Well, we got this thing at least delayed, which is pretty dramatic, Gary.
Well, yeah, for this one.
For
and
this
they're
one.
Still talking about six ports. No, it's 22.
No, it's
my
22.
God. If it took this much to come out, what has gotten
well, see, and that, and that's what boggles my mind. The fact that nobody knew these deals were coming, and at no point did I hear anyone in the political end of the administration say, hey, wait a minute, let me correct you. This is not a six-port deal. It's not an eight-port deal. It's a 22-port deal. It was Jerry Corsi who broke that story today, and they don't even know about this. It's frightening. Gary, I got to run, but thanks.
Okay, please, people, call.
Appreciate you being on the program. Very astute. Next up, Wildcard Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Phil!
Yep, you're also Phil.
God, I haven't talked to you since your house burned down.
I know. I've been wanting to call you so bad, but I only get to use my phone about 1 week out of the month.
You talk about synchronicity. I'm closing our show tonight with your Coast to Coast UFO Phil song, the original one.
Oh, that's wonderful, George, but I'm so concerned about you.
Why?
Can you keep a secret?
Oh, yeah.
You had that devil boy on earlier.
Channeler.
Yeah.
The channeler.
I recognize that voice, George.
Who is it?
I've heard that voice before. Can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I monitor lots of transmissions. I have modified shortwave transceivers. And I listened on the alien channels. And you remember back in November of 2004?
Back off a little bit on your phone there, Phil. Just a little bit.
Okay. Sorry. Back in 2004 in November when the Mars rover was going into that crater.
Right.
And I was listening to all the alien channels. And I heard this voice that sounded just like that Dimitri person. And it said, it came in and said, you have to tell them to get out of my crater.
You have to tell them to get out of my crater?
Get out of my crater. And it was very fuzzy, the signal, and I got on because of the transceiver. I could talk and send the signal out, and I said, who is this? And do you know what he said?
What did he say?
Can you keep a secret?
I can keep a secret.
He said, this is the demigod of the tree. And I assumed he meant the tree of knowledge. And Demi-tree, George, Dimitri.
Dimitri.
And when my house burned down, I was in the middle of listening to signals. And when the fire was happening, I heard that voice again. And it said, get out of the house. I told you, get out of the house. Stay out of my crater.
Well, let me tell you, Phil, you're lucky you're alive. You got your house rebuilt or something?
Yeah, they're still working on it. I don't have most of my equipment back. That's why I only get to use my phone for 1 week out of the month, and I only get my internet and my radio to work 1 week out of the month.
Well, make sure you're listening to the end of the program, all right? We got
okay.
A little surprise for you then.
Okay, George.
All right, thanks, Phil.
Okay.
I appreciate your concern for all of us, but so far, we're okay. East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm a bit nervous. I haven't called your show before, and I haven't told anybody about what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
I have a lifelong friend that I grew up with that, well, when we were teenagers, was diagnosed with schizophrenia. He goes off in little tangents and says different things, and he's predicted different things, and he's had dreams and visions of things. And what he's told me in recent months was that he lives in New Orleans, and I'm from New Orleans, New Orleans will be cleansed and purified. He also talks that the Antichrist is, I sound like a nut, probably.
No, not at all.
Well, the Antichrist actually is in politics in the United States, whose father is from the Middle East. He lives in Illinois right now, and the people will love him. Both parties will love him, Christians, Jews, Muslims, everybody will gravitate towards this guy. What he says will be magnificent. And he's actually in politics right now. He also talks about, you talk about RFID tags.
Yes.
He says that all the children that are missing around the country, some are being taken by, you know, molesters and such, but most are being taken by the CIA.
What are they doing with them?
Well, they're taking kids, mainly so that we would be all in favor of having our kids with, you know, implemented chips.
Oh, so they create the fear, and then people will do it.
Exactly. It's just propaganda. He talks a lot about, you said about the Illuminati and such. He says that there's a lot going on in Alexandria, Virginia. I don't know what that means.
Well, there's a lot of things going on down there.
He predicts a lot of things. And incidentally, Katrina means to cleanse and purify.
All right. So has he been pretty accurate in the past?
He's been totally accurate, 100%.
Okay.
I mean, just little things. It's amazing. Listen, he grew up in the Ninth Ward in New Orleans, right? I've known him my whole life. He goes into these little tents or whatever and starts speaking in Russian.
Did you two leave because of Katrina?
No, he still lives there.
That's oh, he's still thing. Down there. Okay.
I've been living in Pennsylvania for like 18 years now. He lives right there in the middle of the hurricane, flood, and everything else. His house is totally okay. He never even left at all.
He's one of the lucky few.
Everything around his house has been totally destroyed.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You know, we will jot all these things down and see what happens. I mean, a couple of those are pretty far-fetched, but you know what? You never know. Thanks. Appreciate you being part of the program. Next up, let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Kay from Scottsdale.
Hi, Kay.
Hey, I have a question. I'm really nervous.
Sure.
Shaking. I'm really glad that you had that recording on because I have a problem. I'm a really straight, normal person, but I feel like I'm under attack, and everybody's dropping dead around me. I'm not kidding.
Like your friends and people like that?
My uncle died. He his condo was flooded from above from the washing machine. He slipped and fell.
Oh, my God.
He died. He broke his hip. Broke his head open, then he died, and it's like there's the funny thing with this condo because, I mean, it's like out of a movie because I even had a sewer flood twice and it wiped out the walls, the cabinetry, everything.
Well, do you think this is you or something else?
I can't figure it out because in April of last year I felt something like jump in me and it's really weird and I don't know. I feel like I'm being haunted or something. And the guy who was helping me from the homeowners. He cut off part of his hand.
He cut off part of his hand?
Yeah, then he ended up in the hospital. He had a heart attack, and then he had a quadruple bypass. And then everybody, my lawyer, his son passed out, hit the coffee table, ended up in the hospital, almost died. And then...
Has this always happened around you?
No, I've never, no, never. Never. And two of the people who cleaned up the sewer flood...
What happened to them?
Well, there was five people who died, were murdered here in Phoenix area just in the last week, and two of those people were those two guys.
My God. You know what? I don't know what to recommend for you, but you're going to need to see somebody of some very strong religious persuasion, I think.